from Louisville Public Media.
Support for this podcast comes from KTC Building, seamlessly blending the classic character of older structures with 21st century amenities and technologies. Residential and commercial remodeling projects of any size. Details at KyleThompsonCompany.com.
I'm Jonice Franklin.
And I'm Amina Elahi.
And this is Here Today, a podcast about Louisville's changing West. A community is made up of the people who live there. Who lives there is determined by who can live there. And that's changing in the West End.
That's why we're spending the next two episodes talking about housing. And because we know that the majority of people in West Louisville are renters, that's who we're focusing on today.
The city commissioned a housing needs assessment earlier this year. It showed a surplus of rental units for wealthier people and a big shortage of units for low-income people. That means there isn't enough rental property to go around.
And what's out there is not always well-maintained or safe.
Hi, my name is Chanel Helm, and I'm one of the core lead organizers of Black Lives Matter Louisville.
Chanel and Black Lives Matter have been working with people who are having housing problems, mostly evictions and problems with landlords.
There may be some good landlords out there, but slumlords are still out here. And you can't even imagine what some of these houses look like that people are actually living in. And it is so trifling.
To help us figure out how the rental market is changing, we got some help from data reporter Alexandra Kanick.
Pretty much across the board, rent is going up.
Allie said the overall rent in Louisville has gone up about 4% in the past 9 years. Then she took us through some of the numbers by neighborhood.
I mean, when you kind of look at a similar analysis, but of Louisville neighborhoods, you know, you see some things that shock you not at all, right? If you live in Louisville, you know that Germantown and Schnitzelburg are going nutso in terms of, renting. If you've ever tried to rent an apartment over there, you know. But then you look down and you can kind of see there are several, like, neighborhoods in the West that are increasing, like Shawnee, 9% increase. Portland, Chickasaw, Russell, and Park Duval all have about 6 or 7% increases, which again is above the 4% increase that Louisville as a city is experiencing.
So what does all this point to?
I would say that, like, whenever you have parts of a whole increasing at a greater rate than the whole itself, you need to look a little bit closer at those parts and see what some of the variables are.
The data don't tell us for sure what all those variables are. We do know that property values in West Louisville are going up.
And when property values go up, landlords tend to make moves, like evicting tenants to rehab the house and rent it out for a higher amount.
Or just raise the rent without making any improvements.
Or sell completely because the land it's on is valuable.
That can have a bigger effect on people with lower incomes.
To a person living in a $750 a month apartment, to have their rent increased to $800, that is likely much more traumatic than for somebody living in a, you know, $1,200 a month apartment to have their rent increased to $1,250. That would be kind of like, oh, that's annoying, but it's not going to make me move, you know?
So if you're a family from Russell that gets priced out,
mm-hmm.
And you have to move to, say, I don't know, somewhere in the South End, what is your experience like then?
It's entirely traumatizing. You don't have the income to move, first of all. You don't even have the time to move. So you're being forced to do something that you wasn't ready to do, that you don't even have the decision making to make.
Maybe you don't want to move away, but you can't keep up with your rent. Then you could end up being evicted. That's a confusing process, and advocates say many tenants don't know how to navigate it.
Chanel from Black Lives Matter says people have been reaching out to them for help.
People are not reaching out in time to where, like, I have people that are like, I get evicted tomorrow, what do I do? It's too late.
Montgomery Realtors versus Marsha Thompson.
Afternoon, Judge Jim McCracklin.
If you end up in court, it goes by fast. If you're late when they call your name, the judge will sign an eviction order against you.
There's nothing I can do. If you weren't in here when I called your name, it's over.
Because I wasn't there when they called my name on the docket, now it's in the owner's hands.
Once a judge signs an eviction order, you have 7 days to get out. After that, sheriffs come and set all your stuff out on the curb. and your options of where to live next are limited because some landlords won't accept people who have been evicted before.
Louisville's eviction rate is more than double the national average. It should come as no surprise that the highest rates are found in the poorest neighborhoods in the city, many of which are in the West End. With property values rising, it makes sense that landlords might choose to sell or raise rents. So is there any way to stop that from displacing West End residents?
It's got to be a moratorium on evictions. We're also looking at, like, where folks have to do a special clause around folks who have lost income. Like, say you lost your job in the last 3 months. You should not be getting evicted that soon until you're able to find a job.
We need to make rent control a real public debate and public issue, not just in Louisville, but really among, like, the Democratic candidates for 2020. Like, it needs to be a national conversation. We've got to take rent control out of being only in New York and L.A.
That's Josh Poe. He's the redlining researcher and community organizer we heard from in our first episode. He says rent control isn't complicated.
You set a certain number of units aside and you cap rents in those units for an allotted amount of time.
Critics of rent control say it discourages development.
This idea that the developer can't make money off the neighborhood with rent control is preposterous. It's sort of like, you know, it's like this idea of exponential growth. Like, you have to have, you know, capitalism has to have everything. And all rent control says, no, we're going to harness capitalism a little bit to protect the people that have experienced structural inequalities for decades.
The problem is rent control isn't legal in Kentucky.
In fact, Kentucky is one of 32 states that preempts rent control. It used to be legal under a federal law after World War II, but in 1992, Kentucky passed a law that made it illegal to implement rent control in Kentucky. The stakes here are that this displacement is going to lead to a situation where we already have such a huge shortage in housing for the most vulnerable people that we won't be able to accommodate those people. The risk is that there won't be apartments or homes that are accessible to them because they're not affordable enough. They could try to push out further, but after you leave Louisville, you know, you have some towns, you have rural areas, you're not going to have sort of that concentration of housing that you would have in another urban center. So either people are just leaving, like they're outright leaving somehow, or you see a rise in homelessness, which is something that Josh Poe told us he expects.
Let's look at the homeless population that we have right now that we don't really have a handle on at all and is really out of control. Are we willing to add to that? Because we're decreasing the number of units and the number of public housing units in the midst of that. So what's our projection around homelessness in 5 years? And instead of talking about, will we need low barrier shelters to warehouse homeless people, let's start thinking upstream about how to cut that off. Let's how to prevent people from becoming homeless in the first place. There's a quote that says something about while we're pulling people out of the river, we need to go upstream and find out why they fell in the river in the first place. And I think that's really how the city needs to start looking at this.
I think it is worth focusing on this because in some big cities, I mean, I'm just thinking about like Chicago, I guess, because that's where I'm from. But in some big cities, you can have gentrification and those populations can find another place in the city to go. And from the people I've talked to, there seems to be a concern that Louisville just isn't big enough for that. And other neighborhoods are gentrifying. Allie looked at the data for rents by neighborhood, like we talked about. And when she looked at Germantown and Schnitzelburg, the rents over the past 9 years were up almost 21%, more than 18% in Schnitzelburg. So what happens to the people who are leaving those neighborhoods? So this is not unique to Louisville and it's not unique to the West End, but these people are the lowest level of the income ladder. And so there aren't that many other places in the city that they'll be able to afford.
No, not with rents continuing to go up in other neighborhoods as well. Yeah.
Yeah. The potential for a spike in homelessness seems real.
Josh Poe says to prevent displacement, you have to have policies like rent control in place.
Other activists, like Kevin Dunlap with the Louisville Urban League, say the answer is home ownership.
One of the things that, you know, I am focused on is to see an increase in home ownership of African Americans. Neighborhoods tend to be stronger when there is a greater number of homeowners in that neighborhood.
On the next episode of Here Today, we'll take a closer look at home ownership in West Louisville to see if homeowners are in danger of being displaced and whether owning your own home really builds generational wealth.
Here Today is produced and reported by Amina Alahi, Laura Ellis, Jonice Franklin, and Kaylin Jackson. Our theme song was composed by Kojin Toshiro. Website and data reporting by Alexandra Kanick. Special thanks to Elizabeth Kerrigan for photos and to Ben and Sarah Carter for workspace.
We also had help this week from Jake Ryan from the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting.
You can support Here Today by clicking the link in our show notes and making a one-time donation. You can learn more about the show and follow news and events in the West End at heretodaypodcast.org. From Louisville Public Media.